As any of them, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Squire Skimp took it upon himself to send a copy of the coat of arms in the baby's locket to a genealogical research bureau in an effort to learn something about the baby's family. Lum and Abner were a little upset about this because they fear that now the Squire will discover that the baby is the heir to a kingdom. However, they are pretty anxious to hear any information that the Squire is able to get from the research bureau. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library. Lum is telephoning. Listen.
It ain't done yet, huh? Well, how soon will it be ready, Caleb? Well, I reckon that'll be all right. Abner, stop Wilson while I'm on the phone.
Uh-oh, excuse me.
What was that, Caleb?
Just a little.
Oh, yeah, well, let me know when it's done. I'll come over and try it on. Yeah, all right, Caleb. Goodbye.
What are you going over to Caleb's and try on, Lum?
Nothing.
Well, what is it?
Oh, just something Caleb's making for me. Something I'll need when we start running the baby's kingdom for him.
Something Caleb's making for you?
Yeah.
Well, all he makes over at that blacksmith shop is horseshoes. You ain't aiming on wearing them, are you?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Is that what they wear in Chasto's horseshoes?
Of course not.
Well, I'm glad they don't. I know I don't want nobody nailing nothing like that on the bottom of my feet.
Well, you can get the silliest ideas of anyone human I ever knowed in my life.
Well, what are you having Caleb make you some horseshoes for?
He ain't making me no horseshoes. He's making me a sword.
A sword?
Yes, sir. I figure I ought to be wearing one of them around the castle. I'd like to have one with gold handle, but that costs too much.
Well, here, I better be getting me one of them too, oughtn't I?
No, just the kings and the assistant kings wears them. You're just a duke. Or will be.
Yeah.
Besides, Caleb ain't got enough stuff to make another one out of, no way.
Yeah, huh?
I had to take that old pickaxe we had around the store here over there so he'd have enough to make my sword out of.
Well, maybe I can find another pickaxe.
No, now, don't bother. If you need a sword any time, I'll let you loan you out on your mind.
Well, I believe I ought to have one of my own, Lum. I know I saw a picture of a duke's coat and sword.
No, them was kings and knights. They was killing dragoons with them.
Well, I believe I'll call up Grandpappy's spirit and see if he's got an old pickaxe.
No, now, don't call. Go calling Grandpappy.
All right, wait a minute. Ain't that him coming across? No. Squire Skimp.
Squire?
Yeah, right there.
And he must have got that report from Chicago.
Report?
Yeah, the one from that outfit that looks up insignias and coats of arms and family history and pitches ads.
Oh,
genealogy or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that's the one he read in for, ain't he?
Yeah, I'm sort of anxious to hear this so we can find out all about the baby and what kingdom he's from.
Yeah, me too.
But I hate for Squire to learn that he's an orphan king.
Well, I do too. That Squire want to get himself in on this kingdom some way. I know him.
Well, all we can do is just face it now.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing about us aiming on going to whatever country it is and helping the baby get the king job back again.
No, I won't say a word. Reckon Squire's got an old pickaxe.
Abner, forget that now.
Huh?
Find out, here he comes.
Well, gentlemen.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Come on back, Squire.
Did you hear from that family history outfit in Chicago?
Yes, I did, Lum. That's what I came over for. The report came in this morning. And I must say it contains some very interesting information. Very interesting indeed.
Well, I figured it would.
Well, I'll admit I was quite amazed, Lum, yes. And I'll tell you, men, if the cards are played properly, I'd say that your young George, your infant boy, has quite a future ahead of him. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, exactly what does the report say, Squire?
Yeah, let's get down to brass nails here. What was it?
Yes, I know you're anxious to hear all the details. Let's see now, where did I put that letter? I know I had it with me here. Here we are. The Salisbury Genealogical Institute and Research Bureau, yes.
It's got an impressive name, I'll say that first.
Oh, yes. Now, Lum, some of this is rather long and involved, so I'll just summarize some parts of it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Do that to it, whatever you said.
Well, first of all, they discovered that the coat of arms... I sent them a copy of that one you found in the baby's locket.
Yeah, you told us about that.
Well, they discovered that it belongs to an old, well-established family by the name of Worthington.
Worthington?
Yes. The family dates back to the American Revolution. And, for the most part, the various generations of this family lived in the New England state, principally in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes.
Well, that ain't no foreign country.
Why, no, no, of course not, Lum. One of the 13 original states, as a matter of fact.
Well, how could the baby be a king?
Abner, ain't you?
What's that, Abner?
He weren't saying nothing, Squire.
Oh.
Go on. What else does the report say?
Well, it goes on to list various members of the Worthington family tree, bringing it down to the present day, where we find that the original Worthington strain has practically died out.
Died out, huh?
Yes. It seems that the last member possessing the family name had two daughters, but no sons. Little is known about one of the two daughters, but the other one moved out west, apparently to regain her health.
Squire, are you sure they sent you the right report?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed, Lum, yes. Let me finish this now. Well, the daughter who went out west settled in the Black Hills region of South Dakota. And there she married a man by the name of, let's see here, L.W. Carteret.
Carteret?
Yes.
Well, I'm right not sure they've made a mistake there, Summer Squire.
Oh, no, they haven't, Lum. No, they haven't. Now, wait till you hear the rest of this. Mr. Carteret was a gold prospector who had the very good fortune of making a strike, and later became the owner of a very lucrative gold mine.
Gold mine?
Yes.
Granny, this is getting more interesting. Go on, Squire. Let's hear the rest of it.
Well, it seems that Mr. Carteret died, leaving the mine to his widow, naturally.
Oh, yeah, naturally. Did she have any youngs?
Well, no, not by Mr. Carteret, Lum. However, the report states that there was a secret marriage. Mrs. Carteret married a ne'er-do-well rider who disappeared a short time after. Now, this marriage was never made public, but it has since been confirmed by court record.
Well, what's his name?
Yeah, let's see now. It's right down here somewhere. Yes, here it is right here. Guthrie. Norwood Guthrie. And the last that anyone heard of him, why, he was in Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Yes, yes.
Strange, you don't reckon he was the one that...
Yeah, what's that, Lum?
No, it couldn't have been. Hold on, Squire.
Let's see now. Where were we? Oh, yes, yes, it is. It was rumored that there was a child by this marriage. However, this has not been confirmed.
It ain't?
No.
Does it say about how old the young one would be if there was such a one?
No, no, it doesn't, Lum. However, it couldn't be very old since the Guthrie marriage took place just a little over 2 years ago.
Oh, I do not. I wonder.
I know just what you're thinking, Lum, but there's one hitch. Mrs. Carteret herself died about a month and a half ago. And evidently there's some trouble over the ownership of the mine. It seems that the sister has appeared on the scene and put in a claim for it.
She has?
Yes.
Granny, then that fella I talked to on the long-distance phone was right.
Was right?
He told me a mean sister of the baby's mama was trying to get something away from the baby. He never said what.
Well, now, just a minute here, Lum. What fella is it?
The one in Kansas City that got shot while he was talking to me on the phone.
Oh.
And I know he was, too. He was that Guthrie fella.
That's just about who he was. Just about, Lum.
I recollect now he said he couldn't tell me who he was because it was some kind of a secret.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said the baby's mama was dead and he was trying to help the baby get something back that belonged to him.
Well, that settled it then, Lum. That settled it without a doubt. This baby that you have is Miss Guthrie's child. And the rightful heir to the gold mine.
Why, of course
he is. Oh, yes, yes.
How else would he have that insignia in his locket?
I notice how gold mine.
Yes, sir. And we're leaving right tomorrow to get it back for him, too.
Well, now, hold on now, Lum. Just a minute now. You can't do that. See, this aunt evidently has established a fairly strong claim for the mine. And there's also another matter, the matter of proving that the baby is actually Mrs. Gutierrez's child.
Yes, that's right, ain't
it? Oh, yes, indeed. I believe it's going to take the help of some very good lawyers to prove that too, Lum.
Well,
well, we don't know no lawyers to get.
Well, why don't you let me help you here? I'm acquainted with several very excellent and highly successful attorneys. And with my connection influence, I'm sure I can get them to handle the case for you.
Would you do that for us, Esquire?
Boy, yes, yes. I'll be more than happy to abide.
Well, Granny's hit the deal, then. How soon can you get hold of them?
Why, well, I'll go right home. I'll have a special delivery letter right this minute.
Well, good. Send it out right away.
Yes, I'll do that. Well, I better be running along, then, and I'll let you know the minute I get an answer back.
Yeah, do that, Squire. Go on.
Yes, go on, gentlemen.
Granny's having her a gold mine. That's even better than a kingdom, I believe.
Why,
kingdoms sure don't last long these days. Ain't much money in them.
Oh, no, that gold mine. Wait a minute, I believe that's all ring, Lump. I'll get it.
Go ahead.
Hello, John, I'm down at the store library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, hello, Caleb. What's that? Oh, just a minute. Lump. Caleb says he's got that pickaxe made into a Ford, and he wants to know if you're coming over to look at it.
Tell him no.
Huh?
Tell him to change the Ford back to a pickaxe.